Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and joining me in the studios this morning, as always, Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning?
I'm good. It's a great day outside. The sun's shining. I think spring's around the corner.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I said that a couple weeks ago, and then it started snowing again, but fingers crossed, hopefully this is it. This is the time.
It's it. It's got to get better from here.
It has to. I mean, it just got warm and then really cold again. And the last week when you were in, we were talking about how much the weather has been changing, and that really does affect the all in all the weather. Not only affects how we go out and do anything, but when you're talking about driving the canyon, seeing what it's like out in the mountains, I mean, it's either muddy, it's frozen, or it's snowing. So you were saying that boulders were following in the road.
You know, it was bad. Price Canyon had a lot of boulders, some of them the size of cars that had fallen down. And yeah, so just kind of keep an eye out on that this time of year with the warm, and then it freezes and the expansion, it breaks that up and makes it fall down. And so just kind of keep an eye out for that in the road. Even the small rocks in the road will destroy your tires if you're not careful. So,
and you know what? That's not just saying on the road. I mean, when we're going out on our four wheelers, on our ATVs, we need to be really cautious out there.
Yeah, it's that time of year for ATVs. And I just want to throw out a few things. You know, the ATVs, make sure you have your right gear, wear a helmet. A lot of people don't, but you should wear your helmet. If you fall off of that thing and land on your head, you wish you had your helmet on. So wear your helmet, wear your protective gear, ride on designated trails. Don't be places where you're not supposed to be, because then that'll make it to where none of us can ride anywhere. Stay on the designated trails. Ride with only one rider on machines that are made for one rider. Don't try to put two on there. That's dangerous to do that. And realize your machine's going to act differently on the asphalt than it will in the dirt. So if you're going to a trailhead, as you're allowed to do in the cities, just be extra careful. You can get a little bit skiwampus, get on two wheels if you're not careful. So just some basic things about ATV. Don't drink and ride. If you're drowsy, don't ride. Don't be tired riding. Just the basic stuff, but just to kind of remind people, it's that time of year. Let's be careful out there. Don't try to climb hills that you shouldn't climb and things like that.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And it's so easy. I mean, especially on a day when the sun's out and it's nice and warm, to say, let's just hop on the ATVs and go out for a ride. Next thing you know, you're stuck in these crazy mud sloshes that we've got going on right now, and it can get dangerous really quick. So just be cautious. Make sure somebody knows where you're going and knows about what time you'll be back.
Yeah, always, you know, because a lot of times in the backcountry, you don't have any cell service. So make sure people know where you're at.
Well, Sheriff, speaking of backcountry, tell me a little bit about this Klondike that the Sheriff's Department was just a part of.
You know, the Boy Scouts do it every year. They go up to Schofield, and they have the winter experience up there. And the Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue got to be a part of that this year, and it was a blast. So the kids go up to Helaman Hollow by Schofield, and they build snow caves. They stay in tents. They sleep out, basically. Well, it was 11 below zero up there. It was cold. When I got there, I showed up in the morning. When I got there, it was flat cold, but the little troopers made it. They were running around having a good time. So we brought our snowcat up to show them what Search and Rescue has for snow rescue, and Guardian Flight brought their helicopter up and landed
wow.
it. So the kids got to see all that stuff, but it was a neat thing. They build sleds, and they race around and do different activities on these sleds, and it was a cool thing. And the sleds are kind of like dog sleds, like you'd have for dogs, but the kids have teams and they race one another. It was pretty neat.
It does sound like a lot of fun, minus the cold.
Oh, it was cold, and those kids were in that snow. They would dive headfirst into it in that kind of cold. I couldn't believe it.
Well, you know, kids, that's
tough.
Just...
tough little kids.
No brains, no pain. That's that's what I tell my son every day.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It's my motto. Well, Sheriff, before you get out of here, tell me a little bit about the Derby. I know it's creeping up quick.
So the Derby, you know, as we all know, that's the way Search and Rescue makes their money for the year. It'll be here August 12th is the date we've set for the Demolition Derby. We're in the process right now of establishing the rules for this year. For anyone that wants to build a car, we hope to have those out in the next month or so. We're doing a new class, a minivan and mini truck class.
Nice.
So yeah, I think that'll be kind of a cool class. So we had to develop the rules for that as well. So it should be a good time. I'm looking really forward to it. I think that's during the time that the fair time's kicking off, but it won't actually be during the fair this year.
Well, make sure that you participate in the Demolition Derby. It's always a really great time, and what a great opportunity for members of the community to come out and get to know the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, it'll be a great gathering. Yeah, all of us will be there. Search and Rescue will be there. The Sheriff's Posse will be there. It'll be a good day.
Well, thanks so much, as always, for coming in, Sheriff, and giving us an update on what's going on with the Sheriff's Department.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.